Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. As we like to say, we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform in conjunction with the NFL Draft Bible on Sports Illustrated. We have a fantastic guest for you today, one of the more productive running backs, not only in college football, but really and the MAC conference. And I'm based in Youngstown, Ohio, so I MAC football is my wheelhouse, and he's one of the guys I actually got to put the binoculars on. And that's always a fun thing, knowing the guy that you're talking to. It's Caleb Huntley from Ball State. He was invited to the Hula Bowl, the Shrine Game, which was virtual, and he was also down at the Gridiron Showcase. Those are a lot of accolades to receive as a 2021 prospect going through the draft and having all these scouts want to know a little bit more about you. But with that said, Caleb, you've had a fabulous career. You've done everything you needed to do to get yourself in the right position. How's this afternoon treating you?
Pretty good. Just got home from training, trying to get some good food in, just relaxing with the family, but everything else has been good for me.
Wonderful. And right before we went on live, you talked about you're down at Bomarito's performance. Pete Bomarito, one of the finest people familiar with combine prep and everything else that goes into being in peak condition. Bomarito's is the place to be. What's it been like since you arrived? How long have you been there? And what are some of the transformations that you've seen from day one till today?
I've been down there for about 6 weeks now. I had injured my rib during the season, fractured it. So my season was pretty much over once I found out that information. I just went ahead and went down there early so I can get a leg up on recovery and stuff like that. But just some of the transformations that I've seen are just with my body composition, my quickness, acceleration, stuff like that. And just, like, being comfortable getting into those positions, like the 40-yard start and the three-cone L. So.
Yeah. And let me ask you this kind of jokingly. Are you looking in the mirror a little bit more? Are you saying, man, I'm looking pretty good?
For sure. My girlfriend, like, get out the mirror, dude. You're acting like me.
I love it. So let me ask you this. Now, watching your highlights, and I love that you said quickness and acceleration, because when I watch your tape, I mean, that's the first thing that pops off the charts to me. It's like you're like a rocket coming out of the backfield. But we'll get to that later. But growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, I mean, were you the kid scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns where parents wanted to check the birth certificates because you were just scoring too much?
Yeah, I was definitely that kid. Not like right away, because when I first started playing football, they had me kind of everywhere over the field, all around, because I wasn't able to make weight as a little kid. So I always played like O-line, D-line, safety, any position where I couldn't run the ball. And then when I turned 11, when I finally was able to run the ball, and from then on, it's been pretty much a wrap for the opposing team.
Well, it's definitely been that, and you've definitely, as the way you've taken it and ran with it. So, growing up, backyard football. I mean, who was the guy you emulated? I mean, who was that guy you wanted to be when a young Caleb Huntley was carrying the ball? Who was that guy that you pretended you were that was at the National Football League level?
Honestly, dudes like Frank Gore, Michael Vick, Fred Taylor. I think. Just guys like that. I never really tried to be like anybody, but I would just see parts of people's games and see how I could fit those in my game. But I was definitely a big backyard football guy. I got kind of thrown into the fire at a young age. Like, my brother would be out there with some of his friends, but even though I was like real little and stuff like that, I'd go out there and play with them boys, and I'd be sticking with them. So that's how I knew I could play football eventually when I did.
Stand out here on the C2P, talking a little bit about what this young man brings to the draft table as we quickly approach his 2021 NFL draft date. For you, so let's kind of get into the nooks and crannies of, you know, why you were invited as a Shrine Virtual Hula Bowl. You're down at the Gridiron Showcase. I always ask this, in your words, you know, if these scouts, they break down the tape. What do you think they're going to love about you, Caleb? What are those hallmark home run abilities where they turn that tape on and they're going to want to bring you on that 53-man roster?
Just my determination, my energy that I bring. I'm always the same guy on the practice field and on the game field, just making my teammates better. And, you know, just being a dog on the field. Like, I feel like too many people get caught up in, being prima donna, but I'm not one of those type of guys. I'm going to be quiet and do my job every day and go out. So that's what they're getting out of me.
Excellent. And for you, I mean, you know, coming out of the, you're productive is all you know what in terms of carrying the ball. How about that aspect of receiving? And, you know, is that something you needed to showcase down at the showcase and even at the Hula Bowl and some of the talks that you've had with scouts saying, you know what, I can catch the ball. And, you know, it's not your fault. It's the system you run. If they don't call your number to catch the ball, there's nothing you can do. But how much do you have to emphasize that this is a big package that is kind of untapped that you can bring to the table?
It was definitely something that I wanted to prove when I went to those ball games, and I felt like I did a pretty good job of proving that and showing people that I can catch. I've always pretty much had the ability to catch, but like you said, at boss packages that I was in, copied me to, you know, have a lot of carries, so they would just rather put somebody else in to do those things, and we had great receivers, so, I mean, I don't blame them, but that is something I can do pretty well. You know, I can always get better, but catching is not hard to me at all. Like it's easy pretty much.
Yeah, I was watching one of your highlights, and the quarterback was running around. He was looking downfield. You maybe were like 5 yards in front of him. You kept waiting for the ball. I kept waiting for him to pass you the ball. You know, and I'm like, he's standing right there, and then finally, we just worried about the play. He finally throws it to you. You pick up yards, but it was one of the highlight plays in your many good ones. But I was just like, you know, he's right there. He's waiting. You know, you can pick up such yards, but throwing the ball. How about this one? You know, we talked about the pass catching, and again, I think you did well down at the Gridiron Showcase, and just letting those guys know that you can do it. Anything else going notice? I mean, you could be a weight room warrior, a film junkie, team captain. What are some of the other things that these guys need to know about that they can't see on tape? That's a big benefit for you.
I would say just my ability to be a team player. Like, even though I don't talk a lot, I bring that to the table by just, you know, doing what I'm supposed to do every day. Working hard, and people usually follow that trend. Like, I came from a team that didn't win any games in 2017 into a team that, you know, went 7-1 this year. So, I've seen things like that change place in the locker room based off what me and other guys did, so I feel like I could bring that to an organization as well. I would say I'm a weight room junkie. I like lifting weights a lot. I don't know if I'm the strongest guy out there, but on the field you can't really tell if I'm the strongest guy or not. Like, if you look at my film, I think I'm super strong, so that's all that matters. Like, to play on the field.
Dude, I loved watching your highlights. You know, I was getting stuff sent today, and I've seen you do, but, you know, I was just going through some things. And I mean, it's funny you said Frank Gore, but I think you look like a faster Frank Gore. But, I mean, there's no nonsense. You waste little motion. I mean, you hit the crease, you hit the hole. I mean, is that just the vision? Because it doesn't seem like you waste any time. Like, you're hitting that gap, and you're hitting it hard, and you're carrying guys afterwards.
Yes, sir. I think it is a little bit of vision and just, you know, being taught that if it's a hole open, just hit it. Like, I'm not really a dancer in the backfield. I can be patient at times, but, like, if it's a hole there, I mean, you might as well go in there and hit it, take them tough yards instead of making the play negative. So that's kind of my mindset and how I view things on the field.
Definitely. And, I mean, was this something – did you coaches ever mention this or even – I mean – and watching you, like, you know, you don't dance around. You hit the hole, and you're always pick. You always get that forward lean, as they like to say. You're always leaning forward. You're always picking up yards. You're never going backwards. And regardless of the play, you know, it's yards after the catch. It's tackles. It's, you know, I mean, is that something your coaches would comment on, or you've been, you know, kind of been praised on?
Definitely. In a film room, after games or something, like, you know, people usually have negative yards after a game, but I think it was a couple games where I didn't have any negative yards, and they was like, that's good. Like, it really doesn't happen like that.
No, it doesn't. I'm telling you. Props, kudos to you, Caleb. I'm telling you, man. Like, I mean, you really bring it. I would not want to be on the other side trying to stop you. And you talked about the rib injury, man. But, I mean, what, 437 yards in three games this year? I mean, you were on a tear. I mean, you're about to do some – if this was a regular non-COVID 2020 season, you were going to put up some monster numbers for Ball State. I mean, did you kind of have that mindset prior to the rib injury that, man, you're going to do some crazy stuff?
Yes, sir. I feel like once you become a father, you just get some type of superpowers or something. Because before the season, I was kind of, like, worried about my performance on the field. But, like, once we start getting back into the rhythm of things, practicing, I already knew that it was going to be a special year for me, you know, just stepping up into fatherhood. And it showed through those three games. So I was grateful that I got an opportunity to showcase my abilities. And,
fair enough. And I heard, so you were blessed with Duke Jr. in September? Is that right?
July.
Yeah. In a way, I mean, and you know it as well. And you got crawling. They're at that age where they're almost crawling, could be walking. I mean, that's early, but I mean, they're starting to scoot around.
Yeah, he's scooting around, rolling. Just sit him in his car seat. He'll find a way to get out of his car seat and turn around and stand up in it. Like, he's pretty advanced.
And you got that baby boy right now. I mean, there is nothing more precious than holding that. You could have all the aggravation and sorrow in the world, and you put that in your hands, man, it just melts away. And I'm glad to hear that. You're blessed, and I'm glad that you got to experience your final year, and you're blessed enough to have a son as well. It's a great start for you. Outside of football, maybe being a dad, this is something new. Obviously, you know, this past September you become a father, but what are some of the other passions? I mean, hobbies, some of the other things you just like doing in life?
To be honest, I'm pretty much a simple guy. I like a lot of family time. I don't really go out and party or drink like that unless, you know, it's a special occasion. If it's a special occasion, then I might go out and have a drink or something like that. But I just value family time, fishing, at home, cooking, watching movies. Just, you know, simple things like that. Not too much.
Yeah, fair enough. And before we let you go, Caleb, and you, again, we appreciate it. We know you got a lot going on, your busy schedule, and it takes some time for us. But we call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions before we let you go. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, I'm with it.
All right. Now, since you do have a newborn, you have a 6-7-month-year-old son, I'm sure he's watching the kid shows. What kid show, cartoon, or Disney show do you know the lyrics to the, like, intro to the show? I'm sure you're singing along.
It's a kid show on YouTube called Cocomelon.
and that's the one you get? Is that the one you know the words to?
Yes, sir. I mean, they got different, like, episodes of songs and nursery rhymes. It's one that I really hear just about every day, and I remember it.
I love it. That's fantastic. So, how about this one? Any game day superstitions? Anything that you have to do on game day religiously?
I wouldn't say really a superstition, but on game day, I'm pretty quiet. Listen to music. I don't like people texting me on game day. I would say that, like, I would prefer people just not text me, or if I have family coming to my games, I don't want anybody to let me know. I just rather see them after the game, because I feel like if I think about it, like, during or before preparation of the game, then I'll be thinking about it too much. So that's kind of one of my superstitions.
Fair enough. And then the final one, and I'm glad you mentioned this. You talked about home cooking. That draft's going to be rolling around very quickly. I'm sure you're going to be around family or friends, and friends, I should say. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next step?
Best cook in my family. Honestly, I'm the best cook in my family.
Wow.
To be honest, because
I like it.
I throw down.
So what's the go-to meal?
I say steak and maybe lobster with some mashed potatoes and asparagus.
Nice. Fabulous, Caleb. See that? We keep learning more stuff. Well, I thought it was going to be grandma and mom, and lo and behold, you throw down saying yourself. So not only you're a fabulous running back, but you can also cook for the offensive line once they get you 1,000 yards rushing. Caleb, fantastic career, and again, we appreciate you sharing some of your time. We know you're very busy, and time's a precious commodity, but nonetheless, stay humble, stay hungry. Blessings to you and your family moving forward, and we appreciate you joining us here on the show.
Thank you for having me on the show. You do the same as well.
Thank you. Once again, that is the standout running back, Caleb Huntley from Ball State, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.